The Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbors at Stanton Trestle, Give a Little Whistle.
I love little surprises. I love big surprises, too. But one doesn't get many of those these days. But by little surprises, I mean things like getting home and finding Maud hasn't broken anything. Or that Evadne's out. Or discovering that the boxes of chocolates I thought had only got two layers have three. Or clearing out the sideboard cupboard and discovering right at the back an unopened bottle of sherry that I didn't know I had. Mind, that doesn't happen much. You see, I go through the cupboard too often, hoping it might. But I always think one of the pleasantest ways to get a little surprise is through the letterbox. And I got one a few weeks back when I came downstairs at the old man's mid-morning to find a small packet readdressed to me lying with the rest of the mail on the hall mat. Evadne?
I'm in the drawing room.
The post's come at last, dear.
I'm glad. I was beginning to think that the postman's mule had died.
What on earth are you doing there?
I'm trying to knock the heel back on my shoe.
Well, don't use my best brass candlestick there. Use the poker.
The poker isn't heavy enough.
It's heavy enough to crack your nuts with.
It might be easier if I could find my cobbler's last. I can't think what could have happened to it.
You shouldn't wear such heavy shoes. Your legs aren't built for it.
What do you mean?
Well, your legs are skinny. And yet you wear those great heavy things on your feet. I suppose that's why you're so tall.
What are you talking about?
Every time you lift your feet, you must stretch your legs a bit more. If you don't start wearing lighter shoes soon, you'll end up going through the roof.
You do talk nonsense. Now, what can I knock this back on with?
Where's the hammer?
In the garden shed.
Well, why don't you go and get it?
How do you expect me to get down the garden with the heel off my shoe?
You could hop.
Well, as you're obviously not going to help, I shall just have to sit here and wait until Maud arrives. Now, is there any mail there for me?
Yes, there's your thermal underwear catalogue.
Thank you.
There's an invitation to open day at the testing ground of the submersible pump company.
Oh, that looks interesting.
I thought you'd think so. And there's a card from the library. They've got the book you ordered.
Now, which book? I ordered several weeks ago.
Well, according to this, the one they've got is called Squab Farming for Beginners.
I didn't order that.
I'm glad. I'd hate to think you up in your bedroom farming squabs. Wiggly things.
Squabs are pigeons, Hilda.
What am I thinking of, then?
Heaven alone knows. Probably squid.
Well, I wouldn't like to think of you up in your bedroom farming squids, either. Nasty squiddly things.
You are in a silly mood this morning, aren't you?
At least I wasn't silly enough to break the heel off my shoe.
And what's that you're clutching in the little jiffy bag, then?
I'll tell you in a jiffy. It's my mail.
Is that all that came for you?
Yes, dear. It was a very thin delivery, but an intriguing one. I've no idea what this can be. It's postmarked Brighton.
Well, perhaps someone sent you a couple of whelks.
My friends don't send whelks, dear. Only oysters. No, it feels as if there's a little box in here somewhere, about the size of a matchbox.
Do your friends normally send their oysters in matchboxes?
Now who's being silly?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I know what that is.
What? No. No, don't tell me. No, you'll spoil it. Now, which end are you supposed to open these things?
I'm sure it doesn't matter, Hilda.
I don't want to damage this nice little bag.
Someone's going to get their Christmas presents in that, are they?
Yes, probably you. It looks about the right size for that set of small screwdrivers I had in mind. Oh, what have I got?
It's what I thought it was.
It's a key ring.
That's right.
How did you know?
Because I sent off for it.
Then why is it addressed to me?
Because I sent off for it for you.
Why? It's not my birthday or anything. Evadne, what have you done that I'm not going to like that I don't know about yet?
I haven't done anything. You like little surprises, don't you?
Well, yeah.
So I thought I'd give you one.
How very nice of you, dear.
And there should be another little surprise in the bag somewhere.
Really?
Yes. There should be a bill.
I thought you said it was a present.
I never said that. I just said I sent off for it for you.
£4.95 for a key ring? I don't need a key ring. I've already got a key ring.
You haven't got one like this. You're going to be eternally grateful to me.
That'll be the day.
You'll see. You'll find it's money well spent, Hilda. Here, give that to me.
No, no, if I'm paying for it, I'm keeping it.
I'll show you how it works.
Evadne, I may not be a little engineer like you, but I do know how to put keys on a keyring.
I'm not talking about putting your keys on it.
What am I supposed to do with it, then? Wear it through my nose?
Give it to me and I'll show you.
Oh, very well. Here you are, clever clogs.
Now, this little box-like device hanging on the chain here is not just decoration, you know.
It's very pretty. It matches my eyes.
Well, consider that a bonus. This is a small piece of modern technology, Hilda.
Oh, don't make it sound so boring, dear.
We just slide this panel off the back here.
Yeah.
We turn these two tiny batteries the right way up.
Batteries? Does it light up or something?
It does more than that, Hilda. You'll see in a minute. But put your keys on it first, and then you'll never have to search for them again.
I say, that does sound marvellous.
Yes, doesn't it? I'm fed up with you constantly losing your keys.
I'm not constantly losing them.
Well, go on, then. Put them on your new key ring.
It's all right, dear, I will. As soon as I find them.
Well, you see, you've lost them again, haven't you?
Well, only temporarily.
Well, I'll show you the principle anyway. Put your key ring down on the table.
Right.
Now go over to the door.
Right.
Now whistle.
Whistle? I don't whistle, dear. It makes one's mouth look so ugly.
Well, just this once, try to do something without watching yourself in the mirror, Hilda. Then you won't notice, will you?
Oh, very well. Well, what do you want me to whistle?
Just whistle as though you were whistling for a dog.
I never whistle for dogs. I simply say, come here, doggy, doggy, and they come.
Pretend you're whistling for a taxi, then.
You mean like you do, with two fingers in your mouth?
That's the idea.
Certainly not in that way. I've told you before, that's the short road to rheumatic fingertips and a mouth like a letterbox.
Oh, for goodness sake, Hilda, just whistle.
Oh, very well. And anything for a bit of peace.
There, did you hear it?
Yes, yes, I heard it.
There you are, you see, the magic key ring.
It hasn't moved.
Moved?
Well, isn't it supposed to come to me when I whistle?
What do you expect for £4.95? A robot.
Well, you did say it was a piece of modern technology.
I said it was a small piece. It bleeps to tell you where it is, no matter where it's hidden and up to 30 feet away.
A dog would have come to me.
Your answer's simple, then, isn't it? Buy a dog and tie your wretched keys to that.
There's no need to be sharp, you know. I was merely making what I considered a mildly amusing observation. Oh, that'll be more, dear. I know. I tell you what. Let's hide the key ring and see if she can find it.
I don't want to play silly games with Maud.
Oh, all right, I'll play silly games with her on my own, then. Here, I'll hide it in the bowl of fruit on the table. Under the bananas of yours. There.
Oh, very amusing.
Good morning, Dame Elder. Doctor.
Morning, Maud, there.
Good morning, Maud.
I'm glad you arrived, Maud, because I've got a new key ring. I only got it this morning.
I know what you're going to say, Dame Elder. You've lost your blessed keys again, haven't you?
As a matter of fact, I have, dear, yes. Why, do you know where they are?
No.
Helpful as usual.
Ah, well, doesn't matter. They'll turn up, you know, they always do. The point is, though, I've also lost my new keyring.
You'll be losing your head next.
That might cure her of looking in mirrors.
Now, Maud, I wonder if we could find my new keyring. if I whistled for it.
Are you all right, Dame Elder?
I'm absolutely fine, Maud. I just want you to help me find my new keyring, that's all.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open, of course.
You don't need to keep your eyes open, dear. Just listen.
What was that, Dame Elder?
That was my new keyring, dear. You see, when you whistle, it bleeps to tell you where it is.
And where is it?
Oh, merciful heavens.
That's what I want you to tell me, Maud. You see, it's a little joke. I've hidden it.
Oh, let's hear it again then, Dame Elder. And this time I'll cock an ear.
Don't do anything you might regret.
Well, just once more then, Maud, all right? But I don't want to whistle too much. I'd hate to end up with a permanent pouch like the doctor's. Well, Maud, where is it?
It's in here somewhere.
So far, so good.
Is it on the windowsill?
No.
Behind the grandfather clock?
No.
Am I getting warmer, Dame Elder?
No. Well, not really, dear. I'll give you a little clue, shall I? Oranges and lemons.
Don't be ridiculous, Hilda. It's not a guessing game. This is microtechnology at work.
Well, your macaronitology may be working all right, Doctor. But that ain't a lot of help if you're stuck with funny ears. And my ears is funny.
You can say that again.
I never have been able to tell where certain sounds was coming from. That's why when I were a little un, I were always being left behind in fields.
What do you mean there?
Well, see, from time to time, all us kids would be took on an outing or a picnic. And I'd wander off all on me own across the fields, walking me pig.
You used to take a pig on outings.
And why shouldn't I, Doctor? Pigs don't get many treats.
Well, let's face it, Evadney, we've been on outings with worse things than pigs. I mean, do you remember that trip to Mablethorpe with the Ladies' Leisure Club?
Don't remind me. I've still got a winkle wedged in my police whistle.
My pig were only a little un. He had a collar with his name on it. Porker.
Highly original.
And I used to walk him on a lead, just like a dog he were. Well, better really. He didn't chase cats.
And how did walking off on your own with your pig result in your being left behind then, Maud?
Well, see, when it were time to go home, someone had ring an hand bell to get us all in the sharabang, like. And thinking as the bell were coming from where it weren't, I'd run to where I thought it were, and it weren't. So I'd end up miles away, and they all had to go home without me.
How terrible, dear. Didn't anyone ever make any sort of effort to ensure they knew where you were?
Oh, they did in the end, Dame Elder.
And how did they manage to do that then, Maud?
They used to tie me to a tree.
Eminently sensible.
What a very sad story, Maud. I had no idea.
Mind, my earring's not been quite so funny since I growed up. Though it do still come and go a bit.
Yes, I notice there's a tendency to go whenever I ask you to do something for me.
Incidentally, Maud, the doctor wants you to do something for her now, don't you, dear?
Yes, I do.
Well, you tell me what it is, Doctor, and I'll tell you whether I've heard it or not.
I want you to fetch a hammer for me, Maud, that's all, from the garden shed.
What?
Now, Maud, you know the doctor doesn't like being teased.
Oh, all right, I'll go and fetch a hammer for her.
That's the spirit. Thank you, dear.
I don't know why you humour her, Hilda. Her and her silly stories. There's nothing wrong with her ears that a balaclava helmet wouldn't hide.
You should give her one of yours, then. But she couldn't find that key ring, could she?
That's because she's stupid.
You should take a look at your own ears before you start throwing stones at other people's. Now, how about a song while we're waiting?
Well, how do you expect me to play the piano with one shoe off?
In your stocking feet, of course.
Oh, very funny.
Well, as the foot that's shoeless is the one that usually pumps the loud pedal, I thought this might be an opportunity for a nice quiet song.
And would you promise to sing it quietly?
I always sing quietly, dear, if I'm not having to struggle to make myself heard above the piano.
Very well, then, which song do you want?
Well, it's on the very top inside the piano stool there. I saw it yesterday. Maud's story reminded me, you see.
Oh, this one. When the Little Pigs Begin to Fly.
That's it. Do you remember it?
No.
You will when you hear it. It's one of Eleanine Terrace's old songs.
All right, I'm ready when you are. Why don't you kick off your shoes and join me?
When I was quite a tiny little mite, each nursery romance I knew. There was sweet Bo Peep with the wandering sheep and delightful Cinderella too. I used to say I was longing for the day when a fairy prince should meet my eye, but they'd answer me, such a sight you'll only see when the little pigs begin to fly. When the little pigs begin to fly, which is sure to happen by and by, won't the country people stare at the bacon in the air when the little pigs begin to fly? When just half grown, I'd a piggy on my own, like Mary and her famous lamb. He was fat, you know, and I loved him so, till they turned him into sausage and ham. But now I'm big, there's another kind of pig which I fancy I should like to try. He'll be not too old, very handsome, rather bold, and I don't intend to let him fly. If my little pig begins to fly, there'll be lots of trouble by and by. I shall have to tie his wing with a little bit of string. If my little pig begins to fly.
Thing, isn't it, Evadne?
What is?
According to that music, that song was written in 1898, and pigs still can't fly, can they?
So what?
Well, I mean, they talk about progress.
Mm. Here we are, then, Doctor. Here's your Emma.
Thank you, Maud. Now, where's my shoe?
That's over there.
And where's my heel?
That's over here.
And she says you can never find things.
Right, I'll do this in the hearth. Hilda, you hold the shoe and I'll hit it.
Would you like me to hold it? Or it, or both?
No, I would not. Stay where you are on the far side of the table, Maud. Hilda, hold the shoe.
I don't want to hold it, Evadne. I want to hit it.
You'll never be able to hit it hard enough.
Evadne, I'll have you know that when I was a land gale, I used to help shoe horses. Not that their shoes were as heavy as yours, of course.
Oh, very well, then. I'll hold it. Now, hit it. You're going to have to do better than that.
Oh, well, be it on your own hand.
Oh, get on with it.
You know, this rhythmic banging, it reminds me of the anvil chorus in Il Trovatore.
I say, Dame Elder, I think I know where your key ring is.
Well done, Maud.
It's right under me nose, isn't it?
Wouldn't she make a lovely bloodhound?
Yes, here it is, in the fruit bowl, under the nanas. Look.
I know, dear. I put it under the nanas.
I say, it is a clever little thing, isn't it? I've a mind to get one of these myself.
Why, dear, do you have trouble finding your keys?
Not for me keys, Dame Elder. For me canary.
You have trouble finding your canary?
Why, no, Doctor. I mean to hang in his little cage. Be something for him to talk to, wouldn't it?
Perhaps you should put one in your chicken house too, Maud. Then you might not get so many addled eggs.
How on earth do you make that out?
Well, I notice it says on the instruction leaflet that with one of those, you'll no longer have problems through things being mislaid. Well, I must say that since that day, I have never had to search very far for my key ring, though I finally gave up searching for my keys. Luckily, Vadney had a set, so I was able to get duplicates made. Mind you, the little bleeper does have disadvantages. I had to come out of a James Galway concert. Well, his flute kept setting it off. And I had a rather curious experience in the park when I realized I'd dropped my keys somewhere and began retracing my steps, whistling all the way. The park keeper thought I was after him. And he gave me some very saucy winks. And I ended up surrounded by dogs of every shape and size and two sailors dancing a hornpipe. My goodness, I made some new friends that morning. And then came the afternoon when I settled in my armchair at the old man's and I set about changing my batteries.
Would you like me to do that for you, Hilda?
No, thank you, then. I'm quite capable.
Very well, please yourself.
How do you get this back off?
You don't have to get the back off, just the little panel at the bottom.
Well, how do you get that off, then?
Oh, give it here.
No, no, just tell me.
Well, why do you think it's got an arrow on it?
I don't know. Was it made by Red Indians?
Hilda, the arrow is to tell you in which direction to slide the panel.
Then they've put it on the wrong way around.
It don't be ridiculous.
Well, I can't open it.
Oh, give it here.
No, Evadne, I will not be dependent on you.
Not be dependent? A bit late for that, isn't it? Who does all the practical jobs in this house? Who mends the fuses?
You do.
Who changes the light bulbs?
You do.
Puts electric plugs on things, unblocks the sink, replaces slates, clears out the gutters?
You do. But who holds the ladder when you're up it?
Well, 9 times out of 10, nobody does.
Ah, but when somebody does, it's me. Now, how do you get the back off these things?
Just place your thumb on the little panel, Hilda. Push it gently down and slide it in the direction indicated by the arrow.
Oh, I see. There's nothing to it, is there?
Absolutely nothing.
And yet there are people who find technology baffling.
So I believe.
What do I do now?
You take out your old batteries.
Yes.
And you put in the new ones.
Which way up, dear?
Well, the same way up as the old ones were.
Oh, I wish you'd said that before I'd taken my old ones out.
Oh, give it here.
Now look what you've done, snatching it like that. That's one of my new batteries you just sent rolling across the floor.
Well, you can pick it up, can't you?
If I knew where it had gone,
yes.
It went under your chair, I think.
And I suppose you want me to move my chair, do you?
I want you to find my battery.
You weren't independent for very long, were you?
Well, you lost it.
Anyway, it's not under the chair.
Well, it must have come out to the other side there. I thought I heard it roll off the carpet onto the floorboard somewhere.
Now, she tells me.
It's probably behind the desk. It's a pity they don't have bleepers on the batteries, isn't it?
Well, get hold of the other end of the desk, then. We'll move it out.
Right. From you to me, or whatever it is they say when they're moving these sort of things.
What was that?
Oh, good heavens. Evadne, look there on the floor there. It's my old bunch of keys.
What?
And I think I can see my battery, too.
Where?
There. Down in that gap between those broken floorboards there. Oh. See? Oh. What can we fish it out with? You haven't got your button hook handy, have you?
It's far too deep for that. That bit of board there is loose anyway. Stand aside. I'll have it up.
Oh, I hate it when you start having things up.
Goodness gracious, the stuff that's under this floorboard.
I recognize that little plastic elephant. That came out of my cracker at Christmas.
And here's your blessed battery.
Thank you. Don't leave my little elephant there, will you?
Do you want the pieces of old jigsaw and the tiddlywink as well?
Well, you may as well bring them out there. We won't be tiddlywinking down there.
I see this next board is loose as well. Well, I never did. Just look what's pushed under the floor here.
What is it?
It's my last.
Your last what?
Cobbler's last. How on earth did it get in there?
Well, it can't have slipped through the crack.
I've given it up for lost.
A big thing like that.
Well, I should be able to repair my shoes properly now. Thank goodness I found it.
You can thank my little bleeper, dear. Perhaps I should get you one to put on that thing of yours. No, come to think of it, I'll have to get you a tube of that super glue.
What was the point of that?
Well, you know what they always say, dear. The cobbler should stick to his last.
Thank you.
Give a Little Whistle, a further extract from the random jottings of Hinge and Bradley.